Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
The most radical reform of British banks in at least a generation has been proposed by the Independent Commission on Banking set up by the Treasury. What's recommended is as close to a formal breakup of Britain's biggest banks as it's possible to get without obliging the likes of Barclays and Royal Bank of Scotland to physically separate their retail and investment banking operations. All of Britain's leading banks would have to put retail banking, which provides vital services to individuals and businesses, behind a new ring fence or firewall. The retail operations of Barclays and Royal Bank of Scotland, for example, would have their own boards, they would have to raise additional capital as a protection against losses, and they could have very few financial links with the investment banks also owned by Barclays and Royal Bank of Scotland. Up to £2 trillion of loans and investments would end up behind these ring fences, and the big idea is to reduce the danger that they may once again be huge costs to taxpayers as and when there's a banking crisis on the scale of the crash of 2008. The biggest structural changes would be faced by Barclays and RBS, which are likely to warn that costs will be increased for themselves and for their customers. The Commission, however, believes that the reduction of risks for taxpayers means that there'd be a clear net economic gain.